Some of the content you'll hear on Jailbreak is unsuitable for young audiences and may offend sensitive listeners. I was too pig-headed. I thought I could deal with my own problems. If I had reached out, connecting with more people and dealing with my issues, sharing it, talking amongst other people, that would have stopped me coming to jail. You're with Jailbreak, 2SER 107.3 FM. Welcome, great to have your company. I'm your host Jake, coming to you from Long Bay. How's the time going? Coming up, music and stories to take your mind beyond those four walls. Reaching out to men and women, wherever you are in the system. I'm Māori, and I grew up on the East Coast, All Mile, a little country town in the Eastern Bay of Plenty. Jailbreak. I actually heard about it here in jail while I was doing the music program. Thought it's a great program to have for inmates. It's been a great morning here, so why don't you have a go at something new while you're in jail? For me, the hardest thing about jail is boredom. So what a great thing to do is to get on the radio. So why don't you put your hand up for some radio? Jailbreak visits just about any centre, ask your SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak. Address at the end of the program. I found my way to Long Bay. I think I lost connection with myself, to tell you the truth. Being a scaffolder for about 14 years, and in construction comes a lot of drinking. I let my addiction to marijuana escalate into other things. When you lose touch with yourself, you lose your way, and this is where you end up, you know. You're not comfortable in your own skin, I think, and I started doing things that I'd later regret. There was alcohol and substance abuse, not being in touch with my core beliefs and just getting lost along the way. Falling out of relationships, losing touch with my family and friends. Bit of violence involved as well. That's what got me here, reaching AVOs, getting involved with the police. Pushed me to use more. Coming from the country, moving to the city, it's hard to keep in touch with what you had back home, you know, living off the land and spending a lot more time outside doing things. So what do you do when you live in the suburbs? I found that picking up drink or smoking pot came to be a second pastime. There was nothing really else to do when, if I was back home in New Zealand, I'd be on a boat fishing or diving or in the bush hunting, you know, or on my horses doing something productive. Daydreaming. The wind in my hair, the salt in the air, no worries, no cares, and you're they're scheming, escaped to the dunes to hide from the group, just wanna spend time with you. Laying side by side with Catch a Fire on the radio. Yeah, we get so high, cause we ain't got no place to go. I'll never say goodbye.
you ain't never gonna be alone. The promise we made, promise we broke. But I still remember that summer. Oh, the taste of your lips while the sun went down. So sweet. And I could exist in that summer. Oh, 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 oh. Close my eyes.
I'm your host, Jake, coming to you from Long Bay, reaching out to men and women wherever you are in the system. I'm your host, Jake, here on 2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak. We're at Long Bay. It's a beautiful sunny day today, actually, a bit on the breezy side, so it's quite chilly. It's been a great morning here, part of the Nuru Nuru program here. I put my hand up to do the Nuru Nuru program because I realised I'd been struggling for 10 years with my alcohol and addiction. And I noticed that it really does take you away from your friends and family. It takes you away from who you are and who you want to be. I just wanted to work on myself, really, and start something new, start afresh, and live life, you know. I wanted to feel comfortable in my own skin again and for the benefit of my kids, not have the baggage and the weight of addiction on my shoulder every day. You know, it's a heavy burden to carry around. But I realised I got to work on myself too to be of any help to anyone, not just my children, to look after me first. I noticed I did have a problem for a certain amount of years and I wanted to be free of addiction. I'm on the beach in New Zealand, East Coast, and it's a sunshiny day. I'm on the water and I'm sitting on the beach, growing up on the beach a lot. A lot of fishing and diving and just relaxing, campfires, you know, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Some of the main things that I've learned that have been quite a big impact on me is learning to identify our thoughts and feelings. Like, as a male, you know, we don't really work with those things, we don't acknowledge them at all. It's been really good getting to know myself and who I am, about all the bravado, identifying those things, dealing with those feelings especially, because they sort of drive the way we behave, I think. Underlying feelings, really, is bringing them up and dealing with them rather than just what I used to do, would just drink and not talk about it. Whereas it's a whole lot better to definitely talk about things. I'm your host, Jake. Music and stories to take your mind beyond those four walls. You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak. We're at Long Bay. It's a beautiful sunny day today, actually, a bit on the breezy side, so it's quite chilly. It's been a great morning here, part of the Nuru Nuru program here. I learned heaps. Some scary things come out. It's been good to face them and talk about them. Come out in the open and clear the air. When I spoke about my feelings in a group, it lightens a load a bit. Sharing, being heard, it's good to be heard and good to be acknowledged. It does feel good though, and it feels like a weight's lifted off your shoulder and you feel a part of something. You feel that you matter, that you are important, you deserve a better chance, and that there is hope. That's the main thing I learned, is sharing and speaking within our group. It gives you hope. Music and stories to take your mind beyond those four walls. Here on 2SER 107.3 FM. My kids are only young, only 1 and 2 year old. Obviously their lives are affected because daddy hasn't been around for 8 months. My youngest son, I haven't had much time to spend with him. Quite sad actually, I haven't been there for his last 6 months. Been pretty hard, I think, on him. Choosing the drink over anything else. There's plenty of times what addiction's done to me in my life. Low point when you know that you can't say no anymore and you're choosing to go and drink with friends, you know, rather than go home. Those are some pretty sad times when you realise that you do actually have a problem. I've had brief periods of, say, homelessness, living off other people, being without friends and family, being real lonely. Last year when I had to leave the premises, and I couldn't be with my kids and my partner. When my mother died, that was pretty hard on me, and I just drank. Can't remember much of that period, but yeah, that was a pretty low period. I've discovered that I have a tendency to get things done when I really put my mind to it. Like, that's half the reason why I ended up here, is because I was that adamant I wanted to destroy myself. I was just angry at the world, at my own failings. I was pretty adamant that I was just a stuff up. And everything I'd done previously, I'd done a pretty good job in it, whether it be maintaining a job or sports. Anything I put my mind to, I was pretty good at. So I knew that if I was going to be a shithead alcoholic, a violent alcoholic, I was pretty good at that too. The reason why I ended up here is gave up a bit on my life. For me, the hardest thing about jail is boredom. So what a great thing to do is to get on the radio. So why don't you put your hand up for some radio? Jailbreak visits just about any centre. Ask your SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak. Address at the end of the program. I'm your host, Jake, coming to you from now to men and women, wherever you are in the system, here on the Community Radio Network, here on 2SER 107.3 FM. Well, I heard it on the radio. Yothi Indi with Treaty. It's a very important song, not just for the Indigenous people of Australia, but for Australians in general. I think it's empowering Aboriginal people and their rights. And as a Maori man, you know, I can really relate to their fight against injustice. My promises can disappear, just like writing in the sand. Free, yeah.
Bought and sold. The planting of the Union Jack never changed our law at all. Now two rivers run their course, separated for so long. I'm dreaming of a brighter day when the waters will be won. Come on,
yeah.
back to this week's story. Arthur 2SER 107.3 FM, and you're with Jailbreak Sunday nights 9:30. Some music messages and shout outs.
Hearing I was running from the cops, caught up in the game, and it's a damn shame. You won't catch me riding a Hep C train. Just remember, peer pressure is the devil in the game. Ran out of matches, he hopes Hep C will soon catch us. Be yourself, not like everyone else. If you feel under pressure, don't think using will bring you leisure. People act like drugs are their treasure. Just remember, family and friends forever, forever, forever.
Coming from a black background, growing up in black town, drugs have always been around. Controlling my life now, I'm trying to figure out, looking at the needle as another way out. I never thought I would have hepatitis C running through my veins, blood and arteries. I was never aware of when the boys used to share, just cleaning the fits, but it can still be there. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared.
Looking back now, I should have made different decisions. Didn't think about all the mistakes and consequences of the way I was living. And right from the beginning, I thought that I was winning. Don't even pray, too busy sinning. And I'm running, keep on running from the sirens. I don't wanna catch a bloodborne virus. And I'm writing all these lyrics from a jail cell. And if the Grim Reaper coming on, I'm going straight
caught
to hell.
In the game, locked down and changed. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down and changed. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak.
My mum had me, cripes were at jury. I'm kicking back in the penitentiary for aggravated robbery. That's where I caught my Hep C. This is my story, keeping on the low key till the day they set me free.
It's trying to get a leg in and fight for what's ours. Work like hard and sweat drips from my brow. I use my mind, I don't lose my mind. As I stop and settle down, no more time to mess around.
It's a new age, a new phase, a new time to be safe. I'm calling out to God for this soul to be saved. It's like I'm caught up in this mad drug phase. Hanging around the street with the boys, it's okay. Getting high, making money every day. Doing the same old same, looking for a change. Cause I'm over this crime wave. Getting chased by the coppers every single day. Looking over my shoulder, man, it's not okay. Time to be a soldier and up my game. Learned about Hep C, urging for a change. Maybe I'll be the teacher and show you the way so you can survive and fight another day.
Caught up in the game, locked down and changed. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down and changed. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat.
Growing up in Kempsey was a place to be. And there's no feet, you can lurk for free. Stay alert, and you see the cops chasing me. Cause I'm just another dungarty brother caught up on the streets. Running amok, doing drugs and not thinking. Feeling like the Titanic as I'll be sinking. Oh man, it's time to take a stand. I'll take a hand, tell my baby daughter blessed. I will see you again.
Late at night, when I'm laying in my bed, thinking about all the crazy shit I ever did. And yeah, I'm surprised that I even survived. Cause life is a cruel game, I'm trying to stay alive. And I know it isn't fair, they're the cards you were dealt. And I got no one to blame but my own damn self. Keep rolling, keep strolling, and focus on getting my parole. And keep your head held high, looking up to the sky. Even after 7 long years, my spirit's still alive.
Feel like a shot?
Why are you shouting?
Yeah, I'll shout as long as we got a clean fit.
Everything you got hep, see?
Me, I don't want to know, mate. I'm too scared to find out. Can't deal with any more problems. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yes, you can.
There are now some great new treatments. To find out more about your situation, call the Prison's Hep C helpline for advice or talk to a trusted healthcare worker.
Jailbreak's always here.
Listen to your jailbreak. Stay cool, my brothers.
And smile.
I got one message for all the brothers in there. That's not locked to let you out. That's not freedom. You hold the key to your own freedom. You have to find that key. Listen, you are the controller of your own destiny, not that officer with the key. You have the key to your freedom, not that fella.
This is Jailbreak. Back to this week's story, here on the Community Radio Network. I'm your host, Jake, coming to you from Sydney's Long Bay. I'm Māori and I grew up. I was born and bred in Whakatāne, North Island, New Zealand. 2SER 107.3 FM and you're with Jailbreak Sunday nights 9:30. Spend a lot of time on the land, you know, hunting and diving, fishing, a lot of... I'm a beach boy, I'm a coastal boy, yeah, saltwater man. Grew up, spent a lot of time free diving for kinners and crayfish, fishing, powers. Done a lot of surfing and skiing and stuff like that, jumping off the bridges into rivers and stuff, eeling, pegunning, horse riding. I was very happy, I had the best childhood growing up. A lot of my childhood was growing up outside, you know, with my horses and my dogs, and spent a lot of time on the beach, whether it was surfing or diving, there was fishing, you know, a lot of swimming. Half my childhood was growing up in the water. Coming from Maori culture, we have our Hāhi Ringatū, which is, it's a branch of Christianity really, but it's all in Maori, based on teachings of the Bible, teachings of Jesus. We have our own cultural identity. We identify with Mother Nature really, Earth Mother, Sky Father sort of thing. Our natural gods, you know, Tangaroa is the god of the sea, Tāne Mahuta is the god of the forest, and Tawhiri Mate is the god of the wind, and we have all our sort of natural spirituality. They're not so much a religion, it's more of a spirituality, connection with the land and birds in the sea. The ocean means a lot to us and our people. Before we go fishing or diving or gathering from the sea, we have a little karakia, give thanks to the god of the ocean, the same way as the Aboriginal people. I came to Australia when I was 16. My parents moved over here and my dad got a job, and so he moved the whole family over to start a new life. I followed them over. Probably about a year after they had arrived, finished off my 2 years of school here and then got a job scaffolding. I suppose I felt welcome when I came to Sydney. My first few days here as a Maori man in Australia was very hot, I remember that. It was a concrete jungle. That's what I remember, coming from the bush and the sea. There's these concrete everywhere and the heat coming off the ground. That's what I remember. And a lot of people, a lot of different races. Things are a lot faster than back home. I think the easiest way was to just go with the flow. Yeah, the multiculturalism here was just blew me away, really. Coming from a little country town, you know, there's just Maoris and Pākehās, you know, then you come over here and the native people, and then there's all sorts, you know, nationalities from A to Z. That really spun me out. City light time, must you get ready so slow? There are places to come from and places to go. Being in a new country, I felt real alien actually. I was struggling to find myself anyway at the time. At 16 years old, it was pretty hard. Just trying to fit in, I think. Being the only Maori boy in my neighbourhood, it was funny, you know, just trying to adapt to local Australian boys and a lot of trying to fit in with the other islander boys. was quite shy, actually. I was real shy coming from New Zealand, and especially coming from an all-boys boarding school in Auckland, and then going straight into a co-ed school, I was a bit shell-shocked to have so many beautiful girls from all over the world. It really was a bit of an eye-opener. If anything, the Australian people helped bring me out of my shell because they're quite open people, you know.
Chase off those stay-at-home blues. Stay away, stay away. Down to the crowds in the street. They go their way, looking for faces to greet. But we run on laughing with no one to meet.
Being shy doesn't get you anywhere. It helped me a lot to identify who I was and who I wanted to be. Now, I'm quite an outspoken bloke now, so I don't think I would have been like that if I hadn't come to Australia. I go home and sort of see the difference in the way that we behave back home. A lot of us, we can be quite quiet and live in our own sort of bubble back home, whereas over here there's a lot more going on. I love the Aboriginal culture too. My first girlfriend here was actually, she was a Koori girl. We have a lot in common, the Māori culture and Aboriginal beliefs, you know. They're really connected with their land and their beliefs. They are the oldest race on the planet. I could identify with them and their beliefs a lot. I really could, you know. I love their culture. They have a real deeper, meaningful attachment to everything around them. I can identify with that being a little country boy from New Zealand, you know. This is Jailbreak, here on the Community Radio Network, coming to you from Sydney's Long Bay. I'm your host, Jake. I'm Māori and I'm born and bred in North Island, New Zealand. You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak. I need to turn my life around if I really want to. It's just, I needed some time to clear my head. I never would have thought I'd be on radio. But I never would have thought that I'd be of any help to anyone. Never thought I'd be able to help myself, let alone help anyone else. Yeah. Being able to share my story, help other people who can identify or connect with something that I've said along the way, you know, they can relate to my story. If I could ever help anyone, that's a good thing. If I had reached out, connecting with more people and dealing with my issues, sharing it, talking amongst other people, might have stopped me coming to jail. Just trying to connect again with friends and family, with anyone. Putting my hand up for help. I was too pig-headed. I thought I could deal with my own problems, you know, at my own time. Before that, I wouldn't admit that I had a problem. So what a great thing to do is to get on the radio. So why don't you put your hand up for some radio? Jailbreak visits just about any centre, ask for SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak. Care of 2SER, PO Box 123 Broadway, 2007. Families or staff, email jailbreak@2ser.com. And make sure you check out Jailbreak's Facebook page. Search for Jailbreak Radio. Jailbreak pays respect to the Gadigal tribe, the traditional custodians of lands on which Jailbreak's produced at 2SER. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock. I'd like to thank the wonderful support and staff at the Naranura Community Centre for making this episode of Jailbreak possible. Tune in again, 2SER 107.3 FM, Jailbreak, Sunday nights, 9:30. My message to others locked up is to do your time, day at a time, and take it easy.